Thursday's report of 10 COVID-19 deaths was the highest single-day count since March 28th, when 13 statewide deaths were reported by the health department. The four men and six women were all over the age of 65. None were from either Summit or Wasatch counties. The health department specified that four of Thursday's deaths occurred before March 18th. To date, 2,149 Utahns have died of the disease, including 11 in Summit County and 21 in Wasatch County. 483 new statewide cases were also reported, bringing the rolling 7-day average of positive tests to 399. The statewide average for positive tests has remained steady near the 400 cases per day mark since April 1st. 8 cases were reported in Summit County on Thursday, and after an uncharacteristic 14 cases on Wednesday, Wasatch County only recorded 4 new cases Thursday. 6,848 people were tested across the state in the last 24 hours, and the 7-day averages for the percentage of positive lab tests remained relatively stable. The people-over-people average is now 7.1%, and the tests-over-tests average is 3.4%, both down 0.1% since Wednesday. 138 people are currently hospitalized with the disease, down 2 from Wednesday, and COVID-19 referral center ICU beds are currently 72.8% full. Over 42,000 doses of vaccine have been administered since Wednesday. Over 1.6 million doses have been administered so far. Over 1 million Utahns have received at least one dose of the vaccine. 621,000 are considered to be fully vaccinated. The Summit County Health Department says 68% of people in the county have received at least one dose of the vaccine. Wasatch County says 6,933 people have been fully vaccinated. Sean Higgins, KPCW News.